This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 470, recorded May 25th, 2016. I'm your host, Brian Kilby, and with me this week we have Matt, Don, Chris, Diecast, and Rob Clay. Everybody else gets the real name except for Diecast.
He's Andrew.
I don't feel comfortable calling him Andrew.
I don't feel comfortable calling anybody Andrew.
He's just Diecast. Like, even when we're together at a convention, he's Diecast.
Yeah.
When he's introduced to small children, he's Diecast.
Yeah, my nephew Noah said, Diecast, can you come over here? Perfect sense to him.
Well, one thing also, living in the South for so many years, anyone named Andrew is going to be at some point called Andy. From Andy Griffith. So,
I get it. No. No. Mm-mm. So, hey, what's going on, guys? Anybody get anything cool this week?
Looking at the show notes, I'd say a lot of us did.
Yeah, y'all go first.
Don, you go first since you're... oh, my God, this has been expanded since I last looked. Don, since you're being nice and wanting everybody else to go first, you go first.
Okay, all right. Well, I did buy two things on Amazon. They're en route. I did get Year of the Monkey Optimus Primal when it dropped down to $44. And I also bought from thanks to some Donanomics, I was able to justify it. One of the Amazon affiliates had the two-pack of the Power Core Combiners, the Heavy Tread and Undertow in the Takara United colors.
Ooh, nice. How much?
Yeah, so I was finally able, because I really love the colors on that set.
Yeah, how much did that run you?
Here's where the Donanomics come in.
Okay, what was the sticker price on it? Let's start with that.
$59.
Okay, that's about normal.
Yeah, but the cheapest I've seen it otherwise was about $90 was the cheapest. But I basically got the Amazon credit card. I reactivated mine because I hadn't used it in about 8 years or 7 years. And I wound up getting a $50 bonus.
Oh, okay.
All right.
A gift card. So I was able to basically get it, you know, for basically
$10. $9, yeah.
Yeah. So I got those two coming. I had
a nice score, Don.
Yeah.
Thank you. I really wanted that set for a long time. I got Wai Zhang. The not Masterpiece Evasion Mode Prime. Diecast has talked about this. This thing is a beautiful figure. It's not official, but they've actually made some engineering improvements. It's like they have a full back in truck mode. They have multiple weapons like the axe.
Ooh.
Big old axe. He has a shield, which you may not be able to see in the plastic, but he's got a shield.
Yeah, it's kind of coming through.
Yeah, he's got two swords. They're basically meant to replicate him, the swords coming out of his forearms and not be handheld swords. And then he's got an alternate face with the non faceplate version versus the faceplate version. So,
and of course, whatever faces he takes.
Yeah exactly. I haven't transformed them yet, but from what I've seen, they've added a lot of new features. So there's that. I got Hasbro Toy Shop. A Victorion came in on Monday, along with Clampdown. I just wanted a Clampdown, so I figured, why not? And that's about it for me.
Well, I'll go next because I got something that goes with something that Don got, which is the next thing he has to get.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. What does he have? A bot. Oh, yeah.
I got the...
It's
both of the upscaled primes, the Masterpiece MP10 and the Evasion Mode Optimus Prime. And
I thought you already had that.
No, this... Well, yeah, I have...
That's the trailer.
This is the trailer.
Oh.
So this is the upscaled counterpart. And it also shipped with some Transformers stickers, so I can sticker up.
Well, I kind of thought about adding him to my order when I ordered the Evasion Mode Prime, but I've got the old fans. I know it's not in scale, but I've got the old Fans Project trailer that has the mirror panels.
The G3 trailer?
Yeah, the G3 trailer, and I've got that on my Classics Prime. So that's really the best. Now, if the MP10 KO trailer had a lot of the same features, I would probably get it. But I just love that G3 trailer. I just don't have a lot of room to put trailers in.
That mirror panel thing they did with that was so goofy.
But it actually explains why you don't see the trailer everywhere instead of versus like subspace.
It's an optical illusion.
And then the other thing I got, also another upscale, Rexamus Prime, which he's very nice. And I guess they're not worried about trademark infringement because...
Well, no, they're in China.
Yeah, he's got the Autobot symbols on there.
How much was that?
With shipping, it was probably about $100.
So how does he scale up versus the fans' toys? Is he bigger to better fit in with, say, the fans' toys?
I will find out. I don't have any of my fans' toys figures unpacked yet, so I don't know. But he also has the Autobot symbol in the center of his chest too.
Living dangerously there, China.
Yeah, they're just not worried at all. It's like
let's poke the bear and see what happens.
Yeah, this is the first KO or upscale or third party or whatever you want to call it that I can think of that actually has Autobot symbols right out of the box.
Well, now Fans Toys inadvertently on their packaging had Dinobot on there.
That was a mistake.
That was a mistake.
I love how then they sent out the notice, please don't take pictures of the box.
Yeah. They did fix that on the boxes that
with stickers. It's kind of like when they changed Spastic's name to whatever.
Overrun.
That little black sticker was just stuck on all the labels on the boxes.
I know. When I got one, I actually peeled all the Overrun stickers off so mine could properly be Spastic again.
Spastic.
Yeah.
I don't think I did that. I should have done that.
I never got one. I need to still.
Oops.
Yeah.
Was that another case where I took like the last one you ever found anywhere?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Who else? Matt? Anything?
So, not much. I actually was able to find a little Legends Rekgar in a store.
Nice.
Which is the first... No, it was a Walmart, actually.
Oh.
My Walmart actually stocked something. I was amazed. And I got the only two they had, so he has a little Junkion to go with him.
Oh, good thinking.
How do you like him?
That's what
he's
I thought.
Okay. Yeah.
you got Victorion, right?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
It actually came into stock today. I haven't shipped it yet.
When you do, let me know what you think of Rust Dust in comparison to Rekgar.
Mm-hmm. I will. How was your Rekgar?
It's okay. It's about on par with Groover. Actually, it's more similar to Override in terms of general like fit.
Okay, because the back tires on mine, neither one of them want to go together at all.
Do you have them lined up right?
Because I finally got this one to go, but I mean it was a battle.
The problem I found with that, and it's the same thing on Override, the tab that actually holds the back end together is a little bit too thick.
Yeah.
When you transform it a few times, the catch on there will actually deform and it will start to get easier.
Yeah. I never had a problem with my Override, but these Rekgars are pretty rough. That's all I got.
Let's see here. Anybody else besides Rob and me?
I'll go.
Okay, Chris.
I found and picked up Quillfire today. It's only the second actual Robots in Disguise Warrior class mold I've ever bought, because at BotCon all I bought was the recolor of Strongarm, which I had already had. But this is really nice. They've come a long way since the first wave. Imagine that. Transforms, easy, really good fitting. It feels like big and solid and like just, you know, any average deluxe. I'm really happy with it. And of course, I got the Hasbro colors, which I think are a lot better looking than Takara's take on it.
So next wave, it'll be canceled.
Hopefully not before Bisque comes out.
Yeah.
That's terrible. Okay, so sorry. I was actually, you know how you can be reading something and listening to somebody, and then you respond to what you're reading.
Mm-hmm.
I was reading up on This Week in History so I could speak to it. You guys will find out here in a minute, people listening. Okay, so
oh boy,
God, jeez, how can I even talk about this now? Okay, so what I got, I finally got my Grand Galvatron, and it's beautiful. I am scared to death of Ghost Starscream.
Yes, I'm taking steps to replace that with something a little bit more stable.
I am scared to touch it. It is frightening.
Don't be that afraid of it. The parts fit is such that I'm not really too concerned about it standalone. I wouldn't make it a leg.
Yeah, it's an arm right now.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. Scary. Let's see here. I also got the Warren Pocket Doombringers, which is Scourge, Cyclonus, and Galvatron, the small versions of those characters. They're nice. Legends scale-ish. I like them. They look nice on my shelf. I actually have them standing on my gigantic vinyl Scorponok.
Hmm.
So they're kind of to scale, sort of. Vaguely.
I forgot you got that.
Yeah. It stands about a head taller than Combiner Wars Devastator.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah. So, yeah, actually, basically, now that I moved, I've started unpacking stuff, and I have one shelf mostly done. Then I've got a bookcase that I'm going to load up with stuff, and then I don't know what I'm going to do. I've got boxes on top of boxes left. Let's see here. I also got the Perfection Series Remix 01 Jaguar Premium Edition from Ocular Max. So basically, it's Ravage, and he's a cassette, but it's like a full-size cassette, and it actually comes in a cassette case, which is odd. I mean, it's very nice, but it's one of those toys that when you transform it, it it doesn't necessarily have a preferred position for certain parts to stay in.
Oh.
So it's kind of like, think of an animal, like a cat, how a cat, I think its shoulder blades can sort of overlap each other. Ravage is the same way, which I mean, I guess is fitting. But because of that, you kind of have to just figure out how you want to position it. But it's nice. It's die-cast metal. But at the same time, I got this. I'm like, wow, this is like a scaled up version of my Masterpiece Ravage. And I opened up a box and found Masterpiece Ravage. I'm like, oh, no, it's not at all. Masterpiece Ravage is not as nice as I remember. So
I hear that a lot.
Yeah. So it's nicer than that. But there's, I guess, a lack of detailing in this toy that kind of makes me feel like it's KO is not the right word, because it is
but
premium.
Upscaled from how it was designed.
Upscaled from how it was designed is a good way to put it.
Kind of like those later iGear mini-bots.
Yes, exactly. So in my pile of loot right now, though, actually, no, I just shipped my pile of loot from a couple days ago because I got my, Machine Robo figures and my Figuarts Freddie Mercury. Hey, I want that. It's going on my desk.
My Figuarts Freddie Mercury will ship with my Victorian when I ship it, actually.
That's awesome.
So.
And John's here now. Hey, John.
Yo, what's up?
He just asked if I was getting that Creo Sergeant Slaughter Iron Grenadier set that's on Big Bad on clearance. Did that just pop up, or did that just pop up on clearance?
It just got in stock, I think.
Okay, yeah. It went in stock, like, immediately at clearance prices. And, yeah, it's in my pile of loot. So next time I get something in ship, I'll have that.
What item was that?
The Creo Sergeant Slaughter, the Slaughter's Marauders / Iron Grenadier set.
Ooh.
Yeah.
How much we know what Diecast is buying right now. Mm-hmm.
It's like $40.
I actually bought a Quillfire on Amazon for $13.
Hey, did you get that from nice. tfradio.net/Amazon?
Yes, I did.
Hey, Don, did you get that Optimus Primal from tfradio.net/Amazon? I can check. I didn't see it. Thanks, Don. Actually, I'm going to grab that Quillfire real quick, too.
Now I have.
It was the warehouse, so I'm not sure if it's still there or not.
Okay.
Oh, you got one of the damage packaging ones?
Yeah.
That's how I got my Rook, too.
That's how I get almost everything, especially electronics. Like XV's headset, diecast setup, all that stuff. I absolutely use that.
I think my microphone, too, right?
Yeah, your microphone. Yeah, pretty much everything. Don stuff.
It's nice getting factory seconds from Amazon.
Yeah, it's not factory seconds. It's nicely priced.
I know. It just sounds funnier when you say it that way.
I know. Hey, but Rob, what did you get?
It's nice getting regular underwear from Amazon.
Yes. First off, I went out looking for Skylinks yesterday and did not find it. But thanks to a tip from Headmaster Don, I was able to get the new backdrop I will need for my video reviews. So that will start looking better very soon because I've pretty much renovated the whole thing now.
Ooh, I can't wait to see.
But also, thanks to XV, I have a Groove. So, as we get into the
here
the
it
news,
is.
Yes, and as we get into the news, this is going to be, you know, a thing.
Okay, so let's expedite that. So, this week in history, like I've been holding off on this 10-year rule for like 2 years, so we could get to Kiss Players, and I'm only for the second time talking about it. So this week in 2006, the eighth show in the Kiss Players radio drama series airs in Japan on the Lirien Mo T'Chao program, which I didn't know what that meant.
It's, you also don't know how it's pronounced.
T'Chao, I don't know. But yeah, so Moe, how do you pronounce it?
Rob, you want to take this?
Probably Moe T'Chao.
Yeah, well, close enough. So basically, it's a show about somebody named Lirien who likes pretending she's a child, right? Am I understanding that correctly?
Okay.
That's basically my understanding of this. Somebody who is deeply...
I just want to point out here, Kilby has spent a lot more time researching this subject than any of the rest of us have. So
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I've been doing it for the last 5 minutes. So
that's a lot more...
Exactly. Yeah.
So basically, which makes perfect sense because Kiss Players is about, you know, I'll be very generous and say celebrating being a young girl. And the eighth episode, which I'm looking at the wiki right now, chronological eighth episode would be Marissa Fairborn boasts about her new boyfriend, Optimus Prime. Actually, no, that was April 3rd. So the eighth would have been outraged Hot Rod's smug self-confidence and lack of martial arts ability. Xiao Xiao, I don't know how you pronounce that, decides to train him herself. She's not very happy when he points out she could just kiss him and share her knowledge that way. God, I really wish I wish all of this stuff was translated into English.
I'm glad it's not.
So what we should do, like, you know, our pals at the Audio Nights Theater have been, you know, doing audio versions of the comics of IDW stuff. We should actually go in and redub these radio shows in English. And Don could play like Marissa Fairborn. I could be Carly or somebody, I don't know.
And I can be sick that week.
Don, you're not sorry anymore that you forgot the Amazon link, are you?
Just say no, Don.
No, Don.
Yeah, so I apologize if somebody out there is deeply invested in Kiss Players. If you are, please let me know. Contact at tfradio.net.
Don, just say no, don't live more.
Well, you know, I will say, you know, Kiss Players did give us some very good toys. It's just the fiction was a little sketchy, but we did get some good toys from it.
Okay, so random.
Don is so polite and generous.
Yes.
Okay. A random episode I'm talking about. Episode 19. The description is, Marissa talks about washing Optimus, particularly his stick shift and the rim of his gas tank. Didn't make that up.
I know.
You can't make that up.
The ghost of Starscream, this is episode 27. The ghost of Starscream has possessed Atari and has Dr. Archiville create him a new body from a jet plane the scientist has stolen. Atari kisses the plane and transfers Starscream's ghost into it, but Starscream is only able to enjoy it for a few moments before it is destroyed by auto troopers, sending his ghost flying back into space. Yep.
That's probably the least offensive sounding episode of the whole thing.
Yeah, this is terrible. I, I, I love that this exists and hate that I don't have a better understanding of it.
No, I'm pretty good with where I'm at with it.
Okay, so let's see here. Also, this week in 2011, The Dark of the Moon novelization is released in the U.S. by Delray Books, and I bet it's a classic.
It's not getting better.
No. Has anybody read that?
No.
Has anybody read any of the novelizations of any of the movies?
No.
Back when Amy was on the show each week, I think she read them, and I think she was very forgiving of them. Well, she's a nice person.
I mean, that's her personality.
Yeah.
She's a very nice person.
She's very pleasant. Yes.
Very nice person.
Yes, she is.
Hey, Amy, we love you. I miss you. Okay, so official news. Mayhem continues, or concludes. I think concludes is a better way of putting it. Combiner Wars Deluxe Groove available at online.
Mayhem fizzles out.
Yeah, there you go.
It's like a NASCAR race when everyone runs out of gas with gas like three laps.
So let's see here. So Don got it. Matt got it. Chris got it because he got it from a local retailer who sold it to him a week ago. I basically bought it from two different websites hoping that one of them get it in before October.
How's that going for you?
I have no idea when I'll get it. I got it from Captured Prey and one from Chosen Prime. Hopefully I'll get one of them soonish, but you know, on their website they even say they don't know exactly when they'll get them in.
Yeah.
To be fair, the only reason I got it was because I was awake at 3:30 in the morning anyway, getting ready for work.
And yeah, see, that kind of highlights the flaw with how they're doing this kind of stuff, where it's all like midnight launches at the retailers, but nobody tells you ahead of time which midnight to be watching for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I ended up going to Entertainment Earth because they had them for $17.99.
Oh, good point. So most people were marking this up to like $25. Yes. Bucks.
Yes. I did not realize that there were two listings for it. So I'm not sure if the early one was still available when I ordered, but I ordered the October shipment.
I don't think it was because I'd been watching it in the October shipment, which was the August shipment when I found it was the only active one I found at Entertainment Earth at the time.
Yeah, I got the one at Big Bad because that was the only one that I saw anywhere at the time. Like I said, I was up at like 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning because I just couldn't sleep. And so I just grabbed the first one I saw and thought, well, it's not going to be that much higher than, you know, a lot of other places. So
see, not sleeping paid off.
Yeah.
For the best of it, I've been able to piece together from just, you know, watching this and trying to update the post on T-Formers as, you know, things actually became available, because when I first posted it, I could not find any active orders for this. A very small amount came into the various online retailers that got it. They sold out very quickly, and there has been some kind of issue with production, and the rest will be available sometime between August and October.
So I'm not going to get my groove on for a while.
No.
It would seem that way. Maybe that's not how it's actually going to turn out, but who even knows? I imagine that if there was some kind of delay at this point, there are things that are taking priority over it.
Yeah, I would imagine this is like the RC issue when they had to rerun another batch, but they had to wait a couple months till they could fit it in the factory schedule to do it.
Yeah.
At no point along the way with the Hasbro release of Groove was I like upset that I bought Unite Warriors Defensor, because there's other aspects of the set I like a lot, and I've also had Groove since December. At this point, I'm really glad I have that Unite Warriors Defensor set, because I don't have to worry about this at all.
Have the differences been highlighted as to what's different between the Unite Warriors and Combiner Wars versions?
The copyright stamp is a little bit different. They changed the knees from like a pin to a rivet. I don't know which direction that goes, like who had which version and the change. And the clear red paint is a little bit more pale on the Hasbro version, but that's basically it.
Okay.
Very minor differences.
Yeah. I was actually thinking that no one was getting it till October and that these were all just pre-orders. And I started to think, like, well, maybe by October they can throw in a casemate and we could get us, you know,
blast off.
Thank you. I posted it on Twitter, but my mind just froze.
My mind's been freezing a lot for the last 5 years. So
I also, I will point out, Hey Mickey got a Groove off of Amazon for $16.99 when it was briefly up last Monday, like a week ago Monday.
When did he get it?
I think this past Monday.
Okay.
Or maybe Friday. But, I mean, he got it pretty quick. He also did not use tfradio.net/Amazon.
Hurts my heart. So, yeah, so people who have been, who've ordered through Amazon already have it, so I'm jealous.
Yeah.
But I've got a nice story about having something from Amazon here in a few minutes, so we'll talk about that later. Let's see here.
Meanwhile, let's talk about something really interesting.
So the really interesting thing, Loud Pedal, MP25L. He's a recolor of tracks, and I don't get this. I don't understand what Loud Pedal is, so...
So this is like the most obscure masterpiece recolor, like most obscure basis for one. So Black Trax is not something that existed in Japanese Diaclone.
Right.
I actually was able to research this with the help of Maz, our friend Maz, and his TF1 website. So basically what this is, the Black Diaclone Trax that this is based off of was a store exclusive in Finland.
Wow, it's pretty.
In the 80s.
It's pretty.
It is. There was a Lucky Draw Black Trax that Takara released in Japan when the Encore stuff was coming out.
Yeah, I remember.
But that was
a
different deco.
Yeah, well, actually, I think it was just all black.
Gold robot parts.
I had this pre-ordered, then I said I didn't get clamped down, so I'm not going to get this either. Yeah, so I canceled it, but I didn't look at it. It's pretty.
It is.
It really is.
Yeah. It looks like a late 80s G1 toy.
Yeah, the sculpt is a little bit weird. The way it's all—it's like a green faceplate and green, you know, on his face, and then the eyes are red. It's like,
I like it. I'm gonna re-pre-order it.
Yeah, I pre-ordered it. Even though I hate transforming this mold, I do like the way it looks once you get it transformed. So
yeah, that's true.
Well, hopefully this time you won't get one where the chest emblem falls out.
That only happened on Trax. My road rage is fine.
Hey, comes with Raul. Wait, didn't he come with Raul before?
Yeah, this one comes with Raul in his Autobot clothing.
And it's twin cast.
Shattered Glass Blaster, I think.
No, it's I think the original coloration of Blaster, the pre TF Blaster colors.
Oh, okay,
that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is Microchange Blaster.
Yeah, I could not remember the name of it. Thank you.
But I'm just like really floored that they went for this deco based on this super obscure foreign exclusive, of which, like, according to Maz's research over the years, only like very low double digit samples have ever turned up in the modern times.
Well, probably like, hey, what else repaint this at?
It was a chance to do a black repaint.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really also, they had that other one. Well, I think they've done black and gold tracks like their Lucky Draw one, but I mean, this is.
Who says they won't? Who says they won't?
And this is that head mold that they had previously not used yet, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This is the toy based head mold. Thank you.
Yeah.
This is really cool, and hopefully it'll be as easily available as last year's Tokyo Toy Show exclusives were.
Yeah. Okay, so really awesome story. Friend, I actually got pinged at work on our internal IM system about this long before I found out about it on T-Formers.
Thanks, Triplet?
No, a different friend. And Comixology launched an all-you-can-eat, basically, comic service for like $5.99 a month, which includes Dark Horse, Image, and IDW Comics. And of course, because of that, Transformers.
At least some of them.
Well, looks like most of them. So Transformers/Robots in Disguise, like up to issue 52, up to issue 6 of Transformers versus G.I. Joe. Allspark Almanac is in there. I have to assume that More Than Meets the Eye is. I didn't go and look that deeply. But there are tons of Transformers comics in here. The classics, not the entire run of the classics, but like the collected editions 1 through 6. 7 and 8 are not included. But it's still a ton of stuff.
Yeah, hopefully they will keep adding more to this subscription catalog as time goes on.
Yeah, I'm assuming that comics, after they've been out for a couple of months, will just fall into the unlimited service.
Yeah.
So it seems like a pretty darn good deal to me.
Yes, if I cared about any comics outside of the Transformers comics I read month to month, this would seem like a really good deal to me.
Yeah, it's a great deal. So let's see, how many books does this include? In the middle of 100,000 comics.
Yeah. Hey Brian, do the classics Marvel happen to include the Headmaster Limited series, or is that something?
I have no idea, Don. What's included in one of the? I don't know.
Okay.
I could look, but I mean...
That's fine. Yeah. I'll look later.
So, great deal. Definitely pick it up. I've already played with it a little bit on my Comixology app. You get a free 30-day trial. So, it's definitely worth taking a look at.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. Okay, so let's see here. More Titans Returns. In-hand pictures, including Stripes and what fits in Wheelie.
Yep.
I love how that's... So these, like, we didn't mention it. So these have started showing up at Australian retail.
Right.
Here's a picture of Daniel in Wheelie.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
I like to imagine...
Family show here, guys.
I like to imagine that this is the headmaster's Daniel in Wheelie, so he's a little prick.
That carries a laser.
Yeah.
Oh, and congratulations to all of our friends, like Paul down in Australia... That you got some stuff first, enjoy it.
If they can find it.
If you can find it, but it definitely.
So I wasn't paying attention before. Does Daniel come with Wheelie?
No, that's the masterpiece one.
Ah, okay. Oh, here's an image of Wheelie with G1 Wheelie. Wow, that's a huge difference.
What's more important, I think, is the pictures of Rewind and Wheelie with like Legends Swerve, because the Legends got smaller again.
Fine with Wheelie being smaller, though.
And I guess it's okay for Rewind, too. Yeah. I mean, with the character choices they've made, it'll be okay, but you have to assume that that's just going to stay a thing, and ultimately we're going to get to characters where I'll be less okay with it.
Yeah, like Kickback. That's just going to be annoying if that ever happens.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I would really like to see Wheelie next to Swerve just to see if he's just as small, because I can always see Rewind.
Yeah, you can see Rewind next to Wheelie, though, so you can kind of extrapolate.
Right. Rewind and Wheelie are the same height. Rewind is shorter than Swerve, therefore... Now, from the video I watched, Wheelie is reasonably, has reasonable parts count complexity, especially how the chest collapses for robot mode.
Right.
So, I can kind of excuse some downsizing since it doesn't seem like it's really losing out on materials.
And Rewind, I don't know. Wheelie may be a little bit taller than Rewind. It may just be the angle of the camera. But
it's also possible Rewind's a little taller.
Rewind has to be faster.
It's also possibly diecast cut out again.
Yeah, he did. And he is again.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Rewind's a lot bulkier than Wheelie, that's for sure.
I'm just saying Rewind has to sit in the chest of Blaster, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one thing I'm hoping is not really for me, but for a lot of our fans, is that if they're going to be needing some case fillers for these Titans Returns Legends, this would be a really good chance for Hasbro to get Gears back into the mix, even if it doesn't have his Target Master, because Gears was so hard to find and never showed up at retail that I ever saw. So hopefully they can use this to get that back in rotation.
I saw Gears. My Walmart had it.
I never saw one outside of BotCon. I never saw one.
One of our very nice fans gave me a Gears because I was never able to get one, and Hasbro Toy Shop kind of screwed me over on the last one they had. So,
I found some magical things at that Walmart, like the old Wet Legends class Wheelie and everything that came in Rodimus or Hot Rod that came out.
Oh, yeah, all those hard-to-find ones.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, so... So go to tfradio.net/Amazon and buy all your Amazon stuff. It's awesome. So I moved from a very small town to a slightly larger town that happens to be the suburb of a fairly major American city. What that means is now I have available to me same day Amazon shipping. Now, I know a lot of you guys had that before, but it's like amazing that I can order something on Amazon at lunch, and then when I get home, it'll be there. That's crazy. So I tested it out. It was like, I think it was like $5.99. And I got this recycling bin thing that I didn't really need, but I just really wanted to test it. So now, since I live so much closer, Amazon has moved, in most cases, to be free next day shipping and paid same day shipping.
Cool.
It's pretty awesome. I love it. So, of course, you can get Transformers there, like Don should have done. And
okay, I'm sorry. I saw the Lightning deal. I kind of just panicked and thought, okay, I need to get this before it expires for a $44 Year of the Monkey Primal, and I forgot. I'm sorry.
Don, I gave you a nice URL that you can just bookmark.
I've already done that.
Awesome. I love you, Don.
It's now my default Amazon link.
tfradio.net/Amazon. It's fantastic! You can get all your Amazon stuff there, and Amazon sends back just a little bit to us to help us pay for the show.
Hey, Don, eventually they're going to be giving those year of the whatever away with every order.
I don't know. I mean, you know, a lot of the other Platinums have dropped like that, but I've never seen them go like, you know, stupid discount other than the triple changer set.
Well, that's because it was stupid price in the first place.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, starting at $149, it's like, that's a nice toy. I mean, I've got the RID version of Air Attack Optimus.
Such a nice toy.
But not for $149. I mean, really.
No, that was great for like the 30 or 40 it originally cost.
Yeah. It's crazy that it costs that much, but you know, that's this is a limited edition. They can quasi justify it. One thing I actually did see on Amazon is that blaster / perceptor set that popped up that was showing up at Goodwill. Goodwill is selling it for what, $50?
25, I think.
I thought that, so. They
might have been 35.
They started selling it on Amazon for like, I mean, eBay for like 45 or 50. Mm. When I checked yesterday, it was $50. It's gone back up. That's the thing. Sometimes you have to just jump on it when the price is down. But of course, you can get Victorion or G2 Minasaur, G2 Superion, and if you really love us and you want a Combiner Wars Groove, you can get one of the ones that are marked up to like $40. Almost did it. I didn't quite do it though. I didn't have the nerve.
And people should keep an eye on those Combiner box sets, because yesterday I think Superion was on a Lightning deal down to like $67.
Yeah, $67. Mm-hmm. It was a great deal. Yeah. Yep, tfradio.net/Amazon. And if you are near a major American city or you are in one, you can get same day shipping or
on many products.
On many products. It's amazing. It's crazy. Like, when I moved and my shipping address changed, I got a new box on the left-hand navigation. Pretty amazing. Okay, let's jump to third-party news. Thank you, tfradio.net/Amazon. So, DX9, Leia, Legend Scale, not RC Color Photos.
What do you think, Don?
Well, I've only glanced at it from time to time. Let me take a look at it and give it a once over here.
I don't believe that, Don.
Really, I mean, it's just... You know, that size really is not a ooh must get, and I've got two good RCs now.
Is one on Cherry?
He's got one in each hand.
No, I like that. I mean, it's nice.
Know, Cherry RC is really good.
Yeah, I know. That was for you.
Oh, thank you.
I might pick that up. It just depends on what else I've got coming out that's a little more pressing. But I do like it. It looks.
Who
good.
Are you? It used to be like you'd get an RC and you'd be like, oh, yes, it's the greatest thing in the world. I'm going to get this.
Oh, no. I'm,
now
well,
I have
more,
choices.
No. It's the scale. I mean, the small Legends-ish figures are nice, but, you know, it's not really something that, I'm actively seeking. And I've got the two good ones now. Hopefully we'll be getting a Titan Master here before Titan Return before too long.
This would scale really well with the Fortress Maximus, Don.
I just love that its name is Leia.
It's probably supposed to be pronounced Leia.
Well, okay.
I think Don wants a 1-to-1 scale.
So he could fit
That'd be
it.
Kind of big.
Yeah.
He was saying the small scales. He's not into that.
I don't think Don can bend the right way anymore to try to, you know, turn into the head for it.
So this comes.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not the kid from the Headmaster commercial. Like, I can't do that anymore.
This comes with cup, so I'm gonna pre-order it. I just did. Money where my mouth is.
Well, I'll tell you what. You get the cup, and I'll get the RC, and we'll split the difference.
Nah, I want both.
They should have done a Paradrawn Medic and made it a 3-pack, and then it
could. I mean, they still could do.
A oh, Paradrawn you know, Medic. Well, you know, they could do. Heck, they could do the cup mold as Orion Pax and just maybe change the head.
But I'm just
or
saying
they could not
a 3-pack.
Well, you know that you know back I've got the E-Hobby Orion Pax 2-pack that came with Dion / Wheelie, but you know if they had changed that cup head to be a more accurate head. That wouldn't have been a bad toy for cartoon Orion Pax.
So I'm looking at the Warren Pocket Megatron. He's $53 for one of these.
Wow. And
well, it's a fairly complex figure.
He comes with all the accessories for the gun, too.
Yeah.
And Big Bad says that there will be an orange plug inserted into the barrel.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
That's kind of like the orange barreled, which you're pulling out right now, the Legends class figure.
Yep.
Which we had a special episode of RFC about.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I remember that. We all wore, well, you and I wore orange caps. It was great. $53.
Where that went, anyway.
I gave mine to Goodwill, because I found it when we were moving. Yeah. Okay, let's see here. Next item up, new unofficial Springer from Toy World. What is up with Toy World in this figure? I mean, like,
looks in robot mode like that Sandstorm looks in car mode.
Yeah, we like Toy World, right?
Yeah, they're pretty good. They're pretty good. But I got it's like it's the 80s and the shoulder pads are striking back.
Now, last week, I think it was Toy World showed off a cup prototype.
Maybe.
And that actually looked pretty good. This, however...
Yeah, there's some styling issues with this, I gotta say.
And those hip joints look really funky.
Yeah.
Well, it's sort of weird,
and
though,
really,
because...
And really small compared to everything else on the toy.
Yeah, that's kind of screaming point of failure, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
The thing that bugs me about the way it looks in robot mode, other than the shoulders, is you've got the legs and the chest plate in this kind of the same aesthetic. And then you've got this midsection here that's just, it does look like it belongs on that figure. I don't know. It's something about that midsection just looks like it's on the wrong toy. The sculpting doesn't match.
Toy World made a triple changer before?
Yeah. They're the ones that did Astro Train in the one that Don got.
Yeah, Evil Star.
Evil Star.
Or Devil Star at one point. Now, you could call their Throttlebot combiners triple changers since they do have...
No, Don, you couldn't. How is that Astro Train, though? Like,
it's actually... I haven't transformed him since I got him from BotCon last year. But I like him. I mean, everything hides really well in all three molds. He's one of the few triple changers that I've seen that you don't have the one mold suffers for the other two. It's all very well balanced, and there's not a lot of Greeble showing off in all of the modes.
I just kind of wonder if like some of the problems with this Springer are based on it having to be a triple changer.
There's a lot of weird little design aesthetics things, like the patterns and stuff, and the lines, which are off, that should have nothing to do with it being a triple changer.
And honestly, seeing it next to Masterpiece Bumblebee, it looks like it's way too big.
Probably. Here's that cup.
Like
thanks, Matt.
Springer's big in the cartoon,
but this one,
it looks like it'd be standing eye to eye with MP10.
Yeah, but it's those shoulders. If the shoulders if the shoulders like slid down so that the upper portion of the fenders were not so high, I think it would help the profile a lot, but the way they look now is just wrong.
I'm sorry, that cup looks crappy too.
It looks okay. It doesn't look as great.
The legs.
It looks way better than that Springer does.
It does.
Weird. The head sculpt's nice. It's got a nice head sculpt. So does the Springer. It has a nice head sculpt, but
Springer is okay. But
with the cup, they threw in some IDW influences too to the older character designs.
Yeah, maybe this will improve as they go farther in development.
And it could be the color. Once it's in color, it may be a bit more uniform as far as visually.
Yeah, I'm usually the one that says, "Oh, wait for color," and I just don't see it helping on these guys.
I more want to wait for like design revisions.
Yeah,
yeah. Those hips on that spring are just.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, Generation Toy GT4 Jazz.
Wow. That's some bearings of chrome steel.
Jazz spelled J4ZZ.
Oh, is it?
Oh, is it?
Yes, it is.
I did not realize this.
Okay.
If I was doing that and wanted to be that close, I'd probably have called it J422.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, Hasbro has to call it Autobot Jazz, though, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But.
Or JZZ, as John just typed.
You can't say JZ, that's trademarked.
What do you guys think about this?
Why? Okay. I'm gonna be really busy.
Yeah, I'm going to be the one that's going to get yelled at. Why don't you like third party? Because I don't like anything I'm seeing right now. This is a... is this a masterpiece size?
I think it's supposed to be, yeah.
I believe so.
Given that I see articulated fingers, I'm going to guess yes.
And it's classics
styled.
I'm totally confused.
But hey,
I see a lot of classics jazz in this, which is something I'm in favor of because that's a really well engineered figure for like 90% of it. Mm-hmm. But like up detailed as it is, and I mean, I don't need masterpiece scale jazz, and even if I did, I don't need one that looks this like pointlessly greebly, to use Don's word.
I'm not crazy about the direction they went with the colors myself.
Yeah, yeah. It's. I think if it
was
it
like Action Master colors?
Close. Yeah, I think if they just gone with a white base paint versus this pearlescent kind of gray, I think it will look a lot better because there's too much gray on the figure for it to be
pearlescent
jazz.
Gray. That's a really good way to put it. I don't know if pearlescent is a word, but it describes this perfectly.
I've used it to describe figure finishes for at least 10 years, so it can stay.
It's a perfect way to describe it because that's exactly what it looks like.
I'm positive they're going for a very specific kind of finish for the car mode, but it's totally not playing with how the robot looks subsequently.
Well, yeah. It's when you think of jazz, you think of blue and white with highlight and accent colors. This is too dark to be jazz. There's too much gray, and the blue's is a shade too dark, you know, to be a bright, vibrant character like jazz is.
So
I think if the colors were different, I would like this a lot more. It's just close, but not there.
Having a luster resembling that of Mother of Pearl. My vocabulary grew by one word today. I like that. Thank you. I will reuse that.
Sure.
Liberally.
Yeah, I think like XV said, that jazz mold in classics for deluxe size was great. I don't think if you upscaled that in Voyager size, it would have the same effect. And I don't think this needs... I can't. My brain just can't wrap around this.
If this got released for $25 as a Voyager Jazz, I would probably buy it.
Yeah.
But
oh yeah,
it was a great mold once you added paint to it.
I think it's. Go ahead. Okay, I just think it's a little overly detailed, uh-huh. And the colors are wrong, and I don't like the way the front tires just kind of stick up into the air out of the shoulders.
Uh-huh. I agree with all of that.
Like with a couple of tweaks, this would be something that I'd actually be into, but it's just not doing it for me right now.
I will say one thing. It is very nice to see Generation Toy moving away from Constructicons now that those are pretty much done.
Maybe they can make a Cheetor next.
They're not done. I still need three of those things.
No, I mean the pre-orders are up, so apparently they're moving on to the next thing, which is, you know, they're probably trying to fill in some slots in the MP line. So it'd be nice to see how their aesthetics and stuff carry over to something that's not a bulldozer or a excavator or
See right here. I mean, they're carrying over and they're just entirely too busy. I'll agree with you though, Don. Like every version of the classic Jazz mold besides the original Hasbro release is better than the original Hasbro release in terms of colors.
I mean, look at the Bot concept. I mean, look at Treadshot. Look at Wheelie. I mean, once you add paint to that mold, it's a gorgeous mold. The Hasbro version just made it look like it was a
the Takara release of just Jazz, for that matter. You know, stark white, like twice the paint operations. And as to the point of upscaling that to Voyager size, like, for the most part, you could leave his engineering alone and it would still hold up. And being Voyager size with a little more parts to play with, you could actually fix the thing where the hood doesn't stay snapped down in robot mode.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really good, to-the-point design for that kind of transformation that could scale up a little bit. I don't mind that being used in this unofficial design, really. It's more the matter of the whole figure just looks too busy for what I'm seeing into it in its design. I'm looking for something a little bit more clean and simple looking in this.
That's it. With the Jazz, like I said, there's basic colors, blue, white, and highlights, very bright, very vibrant, and very simple and clean designs.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, as much as I would like to have a Masterpiece Jazz, this to me is just not hitting it right.
Yeah.
What's weird is that Nexus of Detail is usually one of the first people to complain about that, and for whatever reason it's just not getting me as badly on this figure.
This doesn't like really work for me, but I can see where they were going and I'm certain somebody will appreciate this.
And
good for them not just doing the plain Jane boring old let's have a slavish reimagining of the G1 toy. That's what I want. So,
and you know, I hate to say it, I have a feeling that you know they will not see the sales they might want because of that. But this is a Jazz in the Masterpiece scale that you could conceivably get and still have a place for once there is an official Masterpiece Jazz.
So I actually look at this and think it's not so much Masterpiece Jazz. This to me feels more like a modern built Alternators Jazz for the visual.
Yeah, I like that idea. You know?
I like that. That's
but the scale would be completely wrong.
Yeah, I mean, you know, but if that's your thing, that's a really good way to get both that car design and have a Jazz at the same time.
What I'm seeing with this is if this was Maddie Collector, so Masterpiece official would be like the Masters of the Universe classic stuff, and this would be like New Adventures of He-Man. So this would be like New Adventures of He-Man would be like Reveal the Shield and Generations. Okay, is that it for the news?
Apparently,
much.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I love that. Hey, Rob, what's on T-Formers this week?
Okay, we've got a scan from Figure King magazine of Nose Cone for Unite Warriors Computron that shows off all the new parts, and there are obviously a lot of them, and That looks pretty nice, and it apparently comes with three different guns as well as the removable drill. So it's
like a handgun and two like mounted cannons, I think.
Yeah, there's going to be uses for all the various 5mm ports on Rook mold, and that is going to be a pretty impressive toy when it's done, I think.
I mean, that's basically what sold me on Unite Warriors Computron as a thing.
I don't blame you.
That is probably the best-looking individual figure out of the set, yes.
Yeah.
And Rook is one of the best Combiner Wars molds out of the whole line.
But I'll have to be honest. I was looking at maybe dropping a couple of pre-orders just to try to streamline some things. But I do still kind of like the Hasbro version because there's some stuff there color wise that I actually like. You know, just a little. It's got a little more color to it. You know, again, the nose cone isn't as good, but it would be kind of nice to get the Scourge figure too. Scrounge.
Yeah. Scrounge. That's why I'm buying both, Don.
Yep.
I'm probably going to stick to the Hasbro one for budget reasons, but this looks so nice.
Yeah.
I don't care enough about Scrounge for that to be a selling point to me.
But it'd be nice to have an official. And besides, it's that Cosmos mold. That Cosmos mold is pretty fun.
It is nice.
So what I'm satisfied with it is just Cosmos. So
speaking of Cosmos, I was going through boxes of toys this past week, unboxing stuff, and I came across the iGear Cosmos, and I couldn't remember, what it was. UFO. And I'm like, what the hell is this? I thought this was much nicer. and of course, it was because it was the iGear version.
Well, I did pick up the Pathfinder, the GoBot version.
Roswell?
Yeah, Roswell. And I have to say, I like those colors on that mold better than the Cosmos colors. So, you know, it definitely, that's one of the ones I think the choice of paint jobs sort of helps make the mold a little bit better anyway.
I'd love to see the Hasbro Strafe in person, like, you know, actually be able to mess with it and actually check out all the remolding they did for that. But that's also not enough to get me to buy the Hasbro sets. I'm not going to double dip on Computron. I'm sorry.
I love Computron. Yeah. So what else, Rob?
Okay. Hasbro has filed for the trademark for Transformers The Last Night for video games and other multimedia things. So big surprise. There's going to be a tie-in game for that.
And it's probably going to be garbage.
Yeah, odds are good. XV has reviewed this week both the Transformers issue 53 and More Than Meets the Eye number 53.
Hmm. Was that a good sigh or a bad sigh or a
outside of a context of, like, you know, girlfriend, wife, whatever, when would you have a good sigh?
You wouldn't. Hey, so real quick, shout out to our friends at the Transmissions Podcast who have commissioned a cover to, what's the comic?
Till All or One, issue one. That starts next month, I think.
Yeah. They'll be selling it at TFCon.
TFCon.
Yeah, so I won't be at TFCon, but hopefully I'll be able to get a copy from them. So.
I'm sure one of our, you know, friends who will be in the area will have no problem to go pick you up one.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Sorry, Rob. Go ahead.
Oh, that's okay. And lastly, we have got review and images of the Machine Robo Eagle Robo Leader 1 figure. So if you've been curious about that, I believe that's Jay from TNI has done that review. So
yeah, I saw that. I saw that it was Jay, and I'm like, oh. I'm like, who got this, Rob or Chris? And it was Jay.
No, it was Jay. He also posted a review of Groove this last week, if you want to go check that out, so. That is pretty much what is up at T-Formers this week.
Cool.
But, man, that Eagle Robo is really, really nice looking.
It is. Yes,
I'll have it Friday.
Yeah.
Like, that's the highlight of this first batch, I think.
Yeah. Well, I will say I did watch a review for the Battle Robo / Tank, and that is a little bit nice. It does a lot more than just fold down and that's it. But
I was wondering what happened to Psykill, because that was
the second batch?
What's that? I thought that was supposed to be the first wave.
It was delayed, I believe.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, I watched a video review on that, because I did cancel my pre-orders. I didn't want to, but I had to do some streamlining, like I said. Mm-hmm. But I'm hoping a third party does make, they probably won't, but I wouldn't mind having an actual GoBot Leader 1 head for that figure.
I know, I would like that too.
You know, the face, that the head that's on it is fine.
It's not friendly enough.
But it's not
inviting.
It really needs the Leader 1.
So I would think, like, Dr. Wu's probably a strong contender for doing a short run of heads for these Machine Robo figures. And if not, I would be surprised if Render Form doesn't do 50 or 75, you know, garage kit heads for some of these. To coincide with the convention at some point.
Yeah, pretty cool.
So, like, it probably will happen on some little scale. Yeah. It's just a thing, you know, watch for it so you don't miss when it does come up.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go ahead and jump to feedback, again, you can send us an email at contact@tfradio.net.
Wow, this is a whole paragraph.
Yeah, I know. Or leave us a voicemail at 931-99-GOBOT, 931-994-6268. And last week on the YouTube comment, somebody said, I need to flash that up on the screen. I will, starting next week. I completely forgot to do it. So like an infomercial, I will have the voicemail up on the screen during the show.
If I had a spare sheet of cardboard, I would just, you know, scribble that out real quick and hold it up. But
I'll remember to do it. I need to send myself a note. Hey, Alexa, send a note.
You know, years ago, I was talking about buying a Magna Doodle to, you know, just write out quick notes and hold them up around the camera. I probably should come back to that idea.
Yeah. So Alexa didn't comment. Okay, so also, but first, before I get to this one, our friend last week that we answered their question in respect to Don's opinions on Masterpiece toys.
Cheater.
Yeah, he sent an apology. So
thank you for that.
Yeah, we appreciate that. Yeah.
So, oh, wait. Before we get going, too, I have an RFC retraction. 2 weeks ago when I got my my Grand Galvatron, I thought I didn't get the coin, but it was actually at the bottom of the box.
Yeah, it's separate for some reason.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So I did get the coin when I ordered from Chosen Prime, which is awesome. I love this coin. It's just really nice.
I love the envelope it comes in.
Yeah. I vaguely think I throw mine away. Like, I just do not care. So,
you know, someone would probably buy those from you for a few dollars if you just, like, you know, went on Twitter or something offering it up.
True.
Yeah.
True.
Or they're not exactly expensive to mail. Do a giveaway sometime or something.
Hey, good point.
Yeah.
Okay, so
either way, though,
questions and feedback. So from Eric Crownover, who we met at BotCon, right? We met Eric.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes. I believe it was Eric.
That was Eric that you autographed. Yeah. Okay. He said, "Hello, I'm a huge fan of the show and just wanted to say you guys do a great job." Before I ask you my question. Okay, so we got that out. So my question is this. With Combiner Wars, almost all of us have experienced some degree of mold fatigue with all the repaints we got from the line. Now with Titans Return coming, I expect / hope there will be slightly less repaints. But do you think that people will suffer from gimmick fatigue? Instead of everyone being sick of repaints, do you think at a certain point everyone will be tired of every single figure being a headmaster? The thought has crossed my mind a few times, so I was curious what all of your thoughts would be on the matter. Thank you.
You know what the sickening thing is? I've already seen on forums where people are complaining, man, I am sick of these Titan Master figures already.
That's what I was going to point out. Like, how many forums do you go and look, and people are complaining, man, why does every figure have to be a headmaster?
So,
well, let me just share your question there, Matt. On how many forums do you go? Zero.
So my thought is this, as long as the toys are unique and different or fairly different, I'm not going to get tired of it, because one, it's basically like any other figure it has a nice gimmick that it's Titan Master. It's not like it's the same toy over and over and over and over again, hopefully. That holds true, I think we'll be good.
Yeah, my thought on this is one of the things that has always bugged me about Creons is the lack of hat diversity.
Yes.
As long as the Titan Masters continue to have the right heads and the right faces for the characters they're supposed to be, I don't think I'm going to get sick of it. If they start cheaping out on that and giving what they think is almost the right head for a character, we may have a problem.
And a lot of the Combiner Wars figures, even if they were a different mold, they were basically the same transformation anyway. So, because they had to be, because they were combiners.
Yeah.
So I think with the headmasters, we won't get that. We'll see a variation of transformations between figure and figure more than we did in Combiner Wars.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We're probably not going to see 9 uses of the same mold as, you know, different characters, like,
or, you know, if we do, hopefully it's a mold where it's appropriate for that to appear as, like, a common body type.
Like a Seeker.
Intent. So basically, my take on this is, I'm going to tell a short story, which is, in 2008, I was super excited to get a new mold Galvatron figure for the first time ever. Then I actually got it and felt very sad for a very long time, and have, you know, subsequently wished and wished every line for. You know, it'd be nice if we got, you know, a good G1 accurate Galvatron that wasn't a piece of garbage. And we're finally getting that with Titan's Return, but it's a headmaster. But the thing is, I don't care that I have to take the head off, because all other indications are this is going to be a fine, fine Galvatron figure, the kind I have wanted and I honestly think I've deserved after what I suffered in 2008.
I'm still sad about that to this day.
I can live with the removable heads as an ongoing gimmick as long as the toys they attach to are, you know, characters I want to have and toys that are otherwise designed well and are not pieces of flaming poo.
And plus, we're going to have a great big playset for the heads that come off. So.
Oh, God, that's going to be so awesome.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
I've really, you know, being the headmaster fan, I don't have a problem with this. The one thing I have a problem with, it, and it's not any fault of the line, it's just some characters that were not headmasters are headmasters now, but that's just my nostalgia kicking in.
Thing is, Don, you can explain them becoming headmasters easily, because it's a matter of them taking their heads off and somebody stepping inside, basically.
Yeah.
If you want a more complex explanation, as I understand it from his BotCon panel, Hayato Sakamoto will be setting you up.
Ah, cool. So, I mean, you know, I have no problem with it, and unfortunately, that changing the heads doesn't give you, like, say, a bonus gimmick, like changing your power plans, like in the old Headmasters, you know, because they, each one reflected the head change. So, changing the heads doesn't really give you anything other than just maybe a better looking head or a face sculpt. You know, if you think this sculpt looks better on this character, you can change them. No modification, just pull it off, pop it on, and you're done.
I may be dreaming, but I think if you put a different head on a different character, it's going to change their abilities slightly.
As far as the printed tech spec card that they give you, not anything actually to do with the toy itself.
Yeah, what Don is talking about is the chest tumblers readouts that would readouts would change as you plugged it in.
Yes, Sidecast, do you have any G1 headmasters?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you plug the head in, the bar
is... Yeah, that's what you were talking about. I thought you said the new ones aren't going to have any gimmicks with
it's just changing the head doesn't give you any physical modifications to the toy other than maybe this head looks better on this character. The only thing I have a problem with is just, and it's not really a problem, it's just, again, nostalgia, that it's like Optimus Prime. I don't mind him being a headmaster, that's fine, but... That's Power Master Prime, and I kind of wish he was an actual Power Master. But that's me being very petty and very nostalgic for just that character not being quite right.
And I wouldn't even say it's petty, really, because like that design's associated with a certain gimmick. It's not unreasonable to have your first impression be, I'd really like it to work like the one I have in my memory.
Yeah.
But at the same time, Don, you've got the right attitude here, because, like, okay, it's different, but that's okay, too. I don't really mind, because it's still that design, and it still looks cool. It just does something a little different.
I know it's different, and I wish it was a Power Master, and yes, it will nag at my brain for the rest of my life, just a little bit. But that doesn't mean I'm not going to enjoy the toy.
But the best thing about Titan's Return, the best thing, the gimmick does not cripple the toy.
Yes, that is,
and I'm not saying the combining gimmick didn't really cripple combiners. Right. It made some figures not be as good of X limb versus Y limb because of the position of the connector peg, character design, hinges, and such. Things not working out, but this is basically the anti Energon or anti Armada. Is your gimmick adds to the line and doesn't really subtract from the line, and doesn't screw up the robot in the process.
Yeah. I would express that without the negativity towards Armada, but I mean...
Well, sorry.
I'm
burnt out on Minicons. I do not want to ever see Minicons come back. I am so burned
Dawn,
out on
Minicons. Dawn,
I really kind of like
Dawn,
the look of the ones in R.A.D.
Dawn, that gimmick is 15 years old now.
It will come.
I'm old and I hold a grudge. Just ask Lord Retail on Twitter about me in Civil War.
Well, yeah. I can't the comic. I can't blame you there, but no. Adam Paulus at 16-bit does his Figure of the Day feature, and today's review was the 4-pack of the Robots in Disguise Weaponizers mini cons, and I kind of like the look of those. That is a nice looking set. It's kind of tempting.
I do want to pick up a couple of those Weaponizer figures when they start hitting retail for real.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I could see like a year from now, I might be like, you know, it's not so novel to have Titan Masters on every figure anymore, but I don't think it's going to turn into Combiner Wars where it's like, yep, that sure is that mold again.
Yeah, as long as we're still getting unique figures, even if they have the same gimmick, I mean, we're not going to run into the same type of fatigue that we're running into with Combiners all being just reshelled off the exact same body.
Yeah. And since we've got like 2 years in advance of leaks already, we basically know we are just going to keep getting, you know, new figure designs that aren't reruns of everything.
With your occasional, you know, getaway.
Yeah.
Well, and like the rumored Quake, which is going to be a recolor and hopefully new head on the hard head.
Yeah. But which, I mean, we've been getting, you know, figures designed to be at least two characters.
Yeah.
Ever since, you know, 1984. So expect a repaint here and there.
I'm perfectly fine. What the hell
was that? It sounds like Satan is invading the show.
I know.
But yeah, I'm
I think that they're cute to
So if you want to leave us a voicemail, you can do it at 931-99-GOBOT. That again is 931-994-6268. You can send us an email at contact@tfradio.net. You can comment on Facebook, comment on YouTube, tweet at us at TF Radio. And of course, you can go to tfradio.net, click on the contact us link or the email us link, whatever it says. It's at the top. I'll actually tell you right now. It says contact. It's there toward the top. And you can send us an email through the web form. Lots of ways to reach us. You can follow me on Twitter at BKilby. Matt does not internet. Don, how can we get a hold of you?
You can reach me on Twitter at HMRC, the number 4EVR.
Chris, are you good for going this week?
Yeah, whatever. Do what you want.
Okay. Diecast.
I'm at on Twitter at Diecast2.
Rob?
I'm at RAC2750 and Flailthroughs.
And John, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm always here. You jerk.
Well, John, you were kind of quiet tonight. What do you think about the
Titan
Masters?
John's quiet every night.
I know, I'm just taking it in. I've got my own show. I blow up all my scene
there.
And
we will have a new episode posted this week. It'll be really awesome. I've listened to about 2/3 of it so far, and it's really good.
Yeah, girl
good
talk.
Good minicast this week?
Yeah, new minicast.
Yes.
Cool.
Good.
And we haven't had to get the skinny recently because I was moving and John saw Civil War. And last night I actually went to bed like really early because I wasn't feeling well. Woke up feeling like $1 million, though.
Good.
Nice.
Yeah. So, John, you want to reschedule that for this week or maybe just do it Monday?
I mean, let's talk about it.
We'll talk about it. I think we're going to see X-Men tomorrow. So,
I'm sorry.
Isn't that supposed to be a bad movie?
Yes.
Yeah.
Man,
it's an X-Men movie that's not first class. Yes, it's supposed to be a bad.
Dang.
Movie. Yeah. I like Days of Future Past, but yeah, everybody's just saying this one's pretty boring.
You know, I hate that we finally get to a movie where allegedly Magneto's not the main villain and the movie sucks. Come on, man.
Well, the only X-Men movie that I really want to see is I want it to pick up right where the 90s Fox Kids animated series leaves off. And the very first opening scene is a blank screen. And you have the announcer behind you saying, previously on X-Men.
Yeah, no, so
that's where it starts.
So, of course, our buddy John Bailey is the voice behind Honest Trailers. And he did one this week for the X-Men cartoon. I don't like the X-Men cartoon, so I like totally disagreed with the whole thing.
Well, really?
It's garbage. It's a terrible show.
Brian, you are a terrible person.
No, the Fox X-Men cartoon is kind of garbage.
It's garbage, just like the Spider-Man cartoon from the same era. It's awful.
Okay, the Spider-Man one.
No,
you have to go into that X-Men cartoon understanding.
You have to be 12. You have to be 12 to like
it. Okay, I am going to vehemently disagree with both of y'all on that because I don't like.
Well,
X-Men.
You're wrong. So
X-Men
Evolution is a much better.
Absolutely.
X-Men no, I am not an X-Men fanboy at all by any means.
And the cartoon's garbage.
The only X-Men series comic I ever enjoyed was Exiles, But I did enjoy the Fox Kids because you got all the flavor of the X-Men
with terrible animation, bad writing, bad voice acting, all of that stuff. So we'll be back next week. We'll see y'all later.
And the animation just got worse over the years too.
Bye.
You guys realize we're on a Transformers podcast, right? Talking about bad animation.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you. Radio Free Cybertron, the original Transformers internet radio show since 1999. 100% girlfriend free since 1999.